This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
To people who live in the fast lane in the United States of America, determined to make it on their own, prayer is an embarrassing interruption. To people in the fast lane determined to make it on their own, prayer is an embarrassing interruption. You know, that's true in a lot of situations where people are embarrassed by the interruption of prayer. Instead of welcoming it, is it okay if I pray? And people don't know what to do. People are uncomfortable in those situations, and yet prayer is the most important activity in the life of a believer. It's that intimacy that we need to have with the Lord God Almighty in conversational prayer that we have with Him. We don't go to the Lord with a spirit of pride. We come in a spirit of humility or not at all. Let's bring up the next verse, verse 8. Although He was a son, He learned obedience from what He suffered. He learned obedience from what He suffered. There are things you will learn in suffering that you will not learn anywhere else. And get this, you will never be closer to the Lord. Never be closer to the Lord. I can prove this to you. Until you have a broken heart. And you will never be closer to the Lord until you have been crushed in spirit. Psalm 34 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. It doesn't say the Lord is close to the successful. The Lord is close to the achiever. The Lord is close to the victor in the ball game. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. If you were here during the Psalm series, I said there's a difference between being brokenhearted and being crushed in spirit. Very briefly, I'll recap that. You can have a broken heart and go to work on Monday morning with a smile on your face. Many of you have done it. You can have a broken heart and play basketball on Tuesday night in a pickup game with some people from work or people from church. You can have a broken heart and go shopping with a friend. You can have a broken heart and go on a trip on a vacation and have a broken heart. Many of you have done it. But to be crushed in spirit means you can't do anything but be brokenhearted. It's when you're so devastated, you say, I can't go to work. I can't be with my friend. I can't do this or do that. That's to be crushed in spirit. And yet Psalm 34 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Meaning what? You will never be closer to the Lord than when you have a broken heart, or worse, you have been crushed in spirit. Paul Cedar is a minister that I have known over 20-some years. I've heard him speak on numerous occasions. At one time, he was the president of what's called the Evangelical Free Church. You may have never heard of that denomination. If you've heard of Chuck Swindoll on the radio, you know the EV Free Church is who Chuck Swindoll is connected with. And Paul Cedar was president of that group for a while. Paul Cedar has a transparency and an honesty that I'll be truthful with you, I don't have. I don't have the guts to be as honest as he does. But he tells a time, I heard him tell this story, younger in the ministry, when he was so discouraged and depressed at the church he was serving, he was thinking about suicide. That's pretty bad. You're a minister of a church and things are going so poorly, you're thinking about ending your life. But that was the case. Paul Cedar said he was driving in his car down the freeway and he was weeping and he was praying and frustrated, didn't want to live, didn't want to go on. And he said something that probably there's a man or woman here who said these words. He just blurted out, God, just take my life. Just kill me. Just take my life. And Paul Cedar said in a still small voice in his heart, he heard the voice of God say, I already have.
Well, that's not only a powerful statement, it's one that will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.